And welcome back to the Misunderstood Podcast,
where we broadcast our unpopular opinions to the world.
I hope y'all ready. All right, Tanya girl. First of all, can I just say, look at Tanya's face today. Latanya never wears makeup.
I did my makeup and it don't really look great, but I only put on eyeliner.
It looks good.
A little bit of makeup. I don't know how to do all of the stuff.
I see you. It looks.
I put on some lip gloss.
And you got the earrings and everything. Y'all, I just want to say, I don't know if anybody has noticed, but because maybe not. The last video with my eyelashes, like I know. So I'm gonna just take a break. Until I can find a happy medium of how big eyelashes need to be in a daylight setting. I'm just chillax today. So that's totally not the point. Latanya, guess what?
What?
Tory Lanez got charged for the whole thing with Megan Thee Stallion.
I love to see it. That's all I'm saying. I love to see
you. I was like, wow. Because you know what? Do you know what it is why I am actually happy? And it's not even in a like man bashing way or any kind of negative connotation. Yo, she literally got some form of justice. He is not convicted or anything yet.
Right.
And he might not get convicted. So y'all just keep that in the forefront. The cops who killed Breonna Taylor, they got arrested, but they didn't get convicted. But
exactly.
It is just a really great, warm feeling to know that sometimes justice is given to the black woman.
Yeah, exactly.
So I was excited about that. I was like, he got
away. I was too. I think it was actually long overdue, but I'm also taking into consideration that you have the right to remain silent. And I really believe Tory Lanez's silence for so long was to his benefit. And then he got real, felt real froggy and wanted to put out music, and the way he did it, gaslighting her and all that. And either one or two things happened. Either he incriminated himself, or his way of like taunting her made her go forward, because she never said she was gonna press charges.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? She never said that. She only said he shot me, and that. So and then it's up to the district attorney or whatever state they're in to like press charges, because she said there were witnesses outside of her friend and a bodyguard. She said it was another standby witness. So I don't know if they picked up the case because he incriminated himself with the taunting and the I ain't do it, but all the other things surrounding it. Or if she just was like, oh, so you want to put out music, you want to put out an album, you want to, okay, let me go to this good old courthouse. So I don't know what happened, but I'm happy.
Yes, y'all. You can't just admit to stuff in music.
Exactly.
And be like, no, art, I was just playing. So I really think that they were like, everything was speculation.
Exactly.
Even though she literally was in a hospital with a bullet, boom, but okay. But everything was like speculation, and he was like, oh, I'll just put out was it a mixtape?
Or I don't know, an album, I think.
And
you know, I still haven't listened to his music. I've only looked at the clips that are posted on social media, so I really don't even know what he has said. But I did see a clip on Instagram, and he did a video and everything, and he was like, if the glove don't fit or something, kind of like talking about the OJ Simpson case. Remember, they was like, if the glove don't fit or whatever. So he was literally like taunting her and stuff, and so I was like, oh, he real bold out here in these streets.
Really,
but
is bold.
This is where I stand. Megan Thee Stallion was injured,
right?
It was his gun. It has been proven that it was his gun that was the gun that was in the midst of them. So whatever happened, he should be held responsible for having that gun. How you got security and a gun? I'm really confused. And she was injured, and she has named her shooter. And so I'm going to believe her until she is proven. If it is proven that she is lying, then
right.
I will discount everything I have said. And I'd be like, look, y'all, I just believe the person who came out with the most evidence and the one who said something. I really don't believe she's lying. I just don't. I don't think she has a reason to lie, because that would tarnish her career and her reputation.
And also another thing.
So I just believe her unless I have a reason not to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because even if you think about it, she didn't even say that Tory Lanez shot her until what was it, like a month or so later?
Yes.
A few months later, only because the whole speculation. She came out and said, "Yep, I got shot."
Mm-hmm.
And her friend said it wasn't her, even though her friend turned out being fake. Be fake too.
Yeah,
but so she didn't even come out and be like, "No, this nigga Tory Lanez shot me."
Right.
She came out and was just like, only because stuff was out there, she said, "Yeah, I got shot."
Exactly.
And that was it,
like, to clear up any misconceptions. I think that was her biggest reason.
So just imagine like a month or two of people just being like, "Meg is a snitch, she lying," even though she never confirmed anything. She lying, Tory Lanez shot her, this man ass bitch, this tall ass bitch,
right,
she wrong, she jealous of Kai. So she got all this stuff, and she never said that anybody shot her, but his PR team was really pushing the narrative.
Yep.
and he never tried to clear anything up on her behalf, and she was like, "No,
right,
Tory Lanez shot me." And so yeah, that's why it's way easier to believe Meg, because she didn't even come out and say he shot her at first. She was just like, "I got shot." And whoever shot her, Tory Lanez, you know that you, whoever
exactly.
did it, you know that you did
right.
it.
I don't think her intentions was for him to be in trouble. I really think they had a relationship. I don't think it was as deep as Tory Lanez was saying in some of his songs. I think it was a fling that she wanted to keep on the low. And he obviously, I don't like dudes like that. He was obviously on his August Alsina, and he wanted to share all of the details. And but I think because of their relationship, I think she was really just like, "I don't F with you no more, but I'm going to just move along swiftly and professionally." And but because people were speculating that it was him, and he knew that it was still a possibility that it could get picked up, I just think he was just trying to spin this narrative and stuff, and I think he literally shot himself in the foot.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
Yeah,
so
he really dropped the ball when he came out with the like we're saying, we really don't know. All of this is purely speculation. I don't work with any of these people.
Right.
We
and how we are interpreting what we are getting, you know what I'm
but
saying?
But yeah, after it just really seemed like the ball got rolling after he came out with his side of the story. And all I'm saying is, she said you shot her. You like fiddled with the idea that you could have done it, but you might have not done it, but you possibly could have in your whole little album thing. On top of just slandering her,
right?
And
gaslighting her.
They were like, "Oh, he might have." They were like, "Y'all, like, he might have shot her." We need to go see.
Let's follow up behind this, because let's not act like he is out on bail. He still was in trouble for having a gun, and mm-hmm. he is a felon or something. Ain't he a two-time felon? He had a gun.
Know.
Please get down in the comments and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe he was initially arrested for having the gun, and an unregistered gun or something like that. He already has prior things on his record. So don't act like he wasn't going to deal with this in some way or somehow anyway. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm sorry. Some people just be trash for like, he innocent. Free my nigga Tory. Tory Lanez, first of all, his silence was very telling. And then when he finally did come out, it's just a bunch of gaslighting. Like, he even made a post like, "Thank you to everyone who's supporting me and Meg through all of this." Like, the audacity.
He said, "And Meg."
Like, he is really trying it. And then he done posted his son. We ain't seen that baby since. We ain't never seen that baby, but now gotta be a role model for my son. The Most High God got.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, Offset, as soon as Cardi B filed for divorce, I miss my granny. And y'all, I don't mean to say that and like being too hard, like being heartless, but women and or men who do, you know what, everybody, y'all know when people be wrong, all of a sudden it's everything else. It's never a direct correlation to what they did. It's always like, you ever caught your man cheating on you and you be like, oh, you cheated on me, I'm finna leave you. Just leave me like everybody else does. Mm-hmm. And my grandpa died 8 years ago and I'm still, you don't even know what I'm going through. I'm still broken up about it. And you be like, what? And like, so you just go leave me like my grandpa did.
Right.
He's dead. And they be serious.
Yeah.
But you don't even understand.
They really made a meme out of Offset talking about he missed his granny. I seen one of the funniest ones was like, I don't want to cheat, but cheats. I just miss my granny or something. I was like, wow.
Niggas really be doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so now he like super spiritual. People are talking about how Tory Lanez, he all of a sudden like he's so spiritual, you know, the Most High God got him and all that. Don't be bringing God in this. Don't bring my God in this, Tory Lanez, and your foolishness.
My Jesus Christ. No, honestly, I think that it is unfortunate that all of this stuff is happening in front of us.
Right.
I think that's the worst thing for both parties is
right.
You have people, everybody, including us, who can have an opinion on your personal life. So I think that, to me, that's one of the only things that is unfortunate. I can maybe empathize with him in that way only. So yeah, I understand.
Oh yeah.
When times get hard, do not get me wrong, I always believe in God and I'll be praying. But yeah, when times get hard, you might pray, you might take your once a day prayer to three times. So I get that. But nah fam, like, you did it. And at this point, if I was in his shoes, which I would never, I would be off of social media. You wouldn't even,
what?
You would not see me no more. Like, if I really got in trouble to that magnitude and they was pressing charges, I'd be like, oh, maybe I need to leave this alone. I'm getting in trouble over here.
I would have nothing more to prove. I would be so humble. And if I was truly innocent, I still wouldn't have nothing to say. I would have made my initial statement of, no, she's lying, I did not shoot her, my lawyers will handle this. And I would have just kept it moving. So, you know, only time will tell. I think he's going to court soon, like at some point this week. So, of course, just like everybody else, we're following this story.
I am. I really am, y'all. And I try my best to, I think celebrity gossip sometimes with, I'm not trying to call us regular, like we're awesome, but
yeah,
sometimes celebrity gossip to people who aren't celebrities, I think we invest a lot of time into it,
right?
But this specific one, I am like, oh, I want to see him at trial.
This is very interesting,
and hopefully I don't wish negativity or ill will on anyone, but I do hope that he gets whatever he deserves out of the situation. If truthfully he really did not do whatever is being alleged or
yeah,
all the other stuff, of course I want him to get what he deserves, but if he absolutely did it, I want him to absolutely pay for it.
Exactly.
And this would really, y'all, and then we could be done with it. I think it would be such a step forward for black women.
It really would,
because it's way too many times that this same stuff happened to a lot of black women. I'm not gonna say every, this same stuff happens to a lot of black women you meet, and the only thing we can do is to be like, yup, he beat my ass, or yup, he shot me, or yup, he threatened me, or yup, he raped me, and that's as far as it goes.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, okay, what do you want me to do?
Right, but especially when it's black on black domestic violence situations, because everybody, the man in the situation, the man's mama and them in the situation, all of them, even your people sometimes look at you like, why would you want justice? Why would you want him in the system? And why would you do this to a black man? So
it's such a difficult situation to be in. Mm-hmm. And I know that one of my older brothers, Malik, has really helped me. Not that I already don't know, y'all. I don't be out here letting men like put their hands on me and stuff like that. But everybody knows, my black women out there, it's a lot of situations that you be getting yourself into and you be like, oh God, I don't know how I got in this deep,
right?
But help me get out. Yeah, it took a lot of conversation with my older brother and just like older family members to be like, as much as you love this person, and it usually be other black people to black people. If anybody has ever like threatened your life or put their hands on you or put you in danger in any way, they don't deserve leniency with you anymore.
Exactly.
So if somebody go like, I'm gonna beat your fucking ass, you can be like, don't, and leave and all that other stuff. But on the other side, if you call the police on them, you're right. Exactly. If they put their hands on you and you call the police on them, you're in the right. If they fucking shoot you and you name them as your shooter, you're always going to be in the right. Exactly. You can do the other way, not being caught up in the system or all this other stuff and forgiveness, which is good. But yeah, if people are threatening you or and they stop caring about your life, you don't still have to give them right. the
loyalty or whatever.
Yeah,
you don't have to accept that behavior. You really don't.
So
how do you feel about it, Josh, being a man? How do you feel about the Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion situation?
I mean, I don't really know what happened.
You gotta speak up just a little bit.
Okay.
She got shot in the foot.
Josh don't care.
I just don't know.
What if you if you were a woman and you got shot, would you name your shooter? Like, would you call up? Like, would you be telling?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's all for
me. You shoot me.
Like if Patricia shot you, you tell her? Or yes. You not?
Period.
But you love her.
Okay.
Yeah, but so, if somebody threatened your life, that's a whole nother. You can fall out of love or whatever really quick if I feel like you want to like take me out of here. Can you imagine how traumatized Megan Thee Stallion is? That's why I hate that it's publicized the way that it yeah. is.
But even y'all can still love these people while they're in jail too.
Yeah.
Look, God loves us and we be sinning and we're sinners of the flesh.
Exactly.
And he still love us anyway and we be out here sinning. So if you try to put your hands on me, sexually assault me, or threaten me, and you go to jail, no love lost over here, buddy. But you can finish out that time in the penitentiary, and I will pray for you. Maybe, exactly. Maybe not. I don't know.
We'll see.
But yeah. So I just thought that was interesting. So we'll see. I'm really excited to see where this goes. Not excited that this is publicized, but I'm really ready to follow the story. I want to see the buffoonery.
Me too. And you know, I'm ready to see this play out. And you know what else I'm ready to see play out? What? The freaking presidential election.
Yes.
Speaking of that,
I'm scared.
Speaking of that, your president.
Insert clip right here.
The last few minutes, President Trump has tweeted saying that he and the First Lady have tested positive for COVID-19. Let's go.
Left Walter Reed Medical Center, and it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, the first responders, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're gonna beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently. And you're going to beat it. I didn't feel so good. And 2 days ago, I could have left 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I felt great, like better than I have in a long time. I said just recently, better than 20 years ago. Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives.
This man don't ever have a mask.
You going to answer the clip?
Yeah.
Girl, your president, he's like 11 days post-COVID. Maybe not
early.
Even 11. And he already was at a whole rally with no mask on.
He took it.
Wait. He went to another rally already?
Yes, you didn't see it on the Shade Room?
No.
He said he got to work for the American people. Period.
He got to give COVID to the American
people. Exactly. This is so, like, it's funny and it's good for media, but it's really scary. Like, this is our president. Like, we got to get him out of here. He is a whole idiot.
He's bugging.
If he got COVID, because I still have my skepticisms. Is that a word? I'm still skeptical about that, but I'm not even going to do the conspiracy theory with y'all. I don't know y'all like that.
Latanya, I'm done. America, y'all, and I've said this, I've believed this for a while now. America's the fucking ghetto. And you know, it's not fun to be on the side of history anymore. I'm sad. We really got Donald Trump as president. And if nothing else deterred you from him, this racist man, and I say this every time, if you support Trump, I believe that you are a fucking racist, or that you don't care about racism, which means you don't give a fuck about my life. So right. Fuck you and everything you stand for. But
respectfully,
a little bit respectfully, half respect. But yeah, he is really the president of the United States. And like I said, if nothing deterred you, this man got COVID and almost all of his administration as well. And he still don't got a mask on, and he still refuses to social distance. He doesn't even know what that means.
Right. I feel so bad for his staff. I feel bad for everybody that's working in the White House. He even, I want to say the next debate is canceled, and I knew it. I knew it was going to be canceled, and that's why I
be muted.
That's why I don't believe that he has COVID. I feel like he had ulterior motives anyway, because he did so bad in the last debate. But Biden was like, I'm not going to do an in-person debate with him because he has COVID. I want to do it virtually, and Trump and his son and everybody mad, so they're not going to do it that way.
And my thing is, like, why are you mad about that?
But they can vote in the new justice in virtually. It'd be the hypocrisy for me. Mitch McConnell and them, they want to do the virtual, get the justice in real fast, but they can't do the debate. Like, please, God, and everybody in this world, but Holy Spirit, God, get this man out of here. Everybody go vote. Souls to the polls.
Go vote.
Google y'all stuff and y'all stuff.
Google it. Because yeah. This is only.
Wait, no, the 9th was like the last day to register.
Yeah, I don't think you can register anymore.
Let me look this up.
Wait, so if you're inactive, can you still vote?
The last day to register, y'all, was October 9th. So I just hope and pray that everybody got out there and did their due diligence, y'all.
Right.
I was saying last time that most of the people that vote are like in their 40s and 50s and older, y'all. So yeah. I think it's time for us as generation whatever the fuck to just take back our power. We beat old people in masses.
Exactly.
So let's just get out and vote. And truly, I think you're racist if you vote for Donald Trump. But vote for whoever you want to.
Yeah.
Just vote. Early voting is October 15th to October 31st. So if you are already registered to vote, make it a point to try to vote early.
Right.
Because in the state of North Carolina, I think it was for the primaries, they made it really hard for people to vote. I believe in the
really?
Primaries.
Well, it wasn't hard for me to vote, but I can imagine I promise y'all, most of these red states, most of these southern states, they do a lot of redlining and gerrymandering with the system. So yes, be careful. But on a serious tip, y'all, take this election serious. Look at the state of the U.S. right now. We are still in the midst of a pandemic, and we're going to hit our one-year anniversary probably in January with the cases of COVID. And it's actually not really getting better because this is flu season, and they're trying to force these kids to go back to school, which I don't even know anymore. And just the justice system is still trash. You see what they're doing. They're literally trying to get a justice in right before the election. Like just the state of the country, our administration are ill-informed to run the country, just like Kamala Harris said. Kamala Harris is not my favorite. I was not a fan of...
How do you pronounce her name?
Kamala. She was not... my, like, go-to person, but I do respect how well she knows politics, and she is the best person for the job. You know what I'm saying? You cannot like somebody, but you can't discredit their resume or discredit them. And she totally did what needed to be done at the last debate, because she just proved that this administration don't know what they're doing. And so y'all go vote.
Yeah, it's I think it's pretty obvious at this point that but also on a more upbeat note to that, y'all, if you have time, whether you're in school or not, take time to learn about your nation,
exactly.
About your states and stuff like that, because People take advantage of people who don't know.
Exactly.
It's easy. People are going to listen and take ideas and inherit those own. They're inherit other people's ideas and value for their own just because they don't care to learn other stuff for themselves. So, yeah. So if you know about certain stuff, obviously, unless you're going to go to school for it, we can't be as well educated as Kamala Harris
exactly.
on certain stuff because that's what she does in her life. But I think it's really important for us to know stuff instead of picking a Democratic, instead of picking a party and being like, no, whatever they say goes.
Right.
No. Sometimes the Democrats be like,
they be trash.
They be being unreasonable.
Yeah, it's okay to be unaffiliated and choose and really study these people. And I concur. Like, do your own research. Don't always just jump on the bandwagon of either party or what social media celebrity type people, influencers say. Like, they're not the experts. Learn from the experts. Like, just like with COVID, please don't just be listening to Donald Trump, or don't even just listen to the Democrats and how they feel about COVID. Go on the CDC website and listen to what the experts are saying.
And you know the crazy thing about a lot of this stuff that I...
And Fauci.
That I learn is a lot
well,
of...
Fauci, he be flipping. He be flipping sometimes, though.
How?
Like just... I can't think of anything specifically, but like sometimes he be like switching up statements a little bit. Just...
You're going to have to hit us with a Carfax.
Yeah.
I can't remember anything.
Okay.
Oh, but just a lot of these documents are online. So, like, actual bills and stuff that are passed, y'all, like, this is real-ass documents that you can go look up. And even though it's in, like, political jargon and you might not understand every single, like, the way it's written.
Right.
This stuff is still just readily available online for you to read what actually is. I read the whole, when they did the state of emergency for like COVID, mm-hmm. I read the whole thing just because I was like, oh shit, this is real. So
this
I read
real,
it
yeah.
and I was like, I want to know actually what North Carolina is saying about it. And they were real specific about the guidelines in March. They was like, y'all can't go outside.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta stay in the house.
Yeah.
Until we say you can. So,
yeah. We tend to, as a society, listen to opinions over like factual evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got to do better.
Yes, I do agree with that. Anyway, so let me see if I could find this video really quick.
Okay.
I'm gonna show Latanya this video for the first time, and it's not really that funny, but it's kind of funny. So y'all know about Karens? Do y'all know about Karens?
I live upstairs. I live above a Karen. Pray
y'all
for me.
Know what a Karen is? Okay. Well, this particular Karen was harassing. This is so sad. Let me go to his page. Was like harassing this dude the other day. He really got the dog too. That's so funny. This particular Karen was harassing this man. You can't really see a lot of the background of what happened. He was just outside of his car. But y'all, look at this.
What do you want to do?
Utah?
What the fuck is wrong with you? Back up, bro.
Back up, bro.
Fucking what weirdo.
Is it, nasty.
Gee, what are you doing? Who are you?
I don't have an identity.
Why are you pulling up on me like this?
You look like I
Where
have
did
an
you
identity?
Come from? The fuck?
You look like you have an identity in the Illuminati.
Bro, if you was a dude.
Apparently, you're Mercedes. That means a lot. Do you really want to be worth more than Mercedes or not?
Is that your dog? What the fuck? Come here. Get the fuck out of here, you dumb bitch. Whoa, back up. This is not your fucking dog.
This is not your dog.
And, oh my god.
But y'all, fret not. He has the dog. That is his dog. He
Wait,
took
is
the,
it his? Oh, so.
He took the dog. So, that is his dog now.
Aww.
That is so cute.
Oh, this little place is cute.
So,
see, and the dog love him.
I'm gonna put all the clips in, y'all.
That is so sad for the dog.
She threw the dog at him like it was a barrel.
And
like
the
it
dog
was
crying.
Yes, that's what made the video that much more sad. The dog was like sad because the dog was chilling at first, like, yeah,
the dog was letting her hold him.
The dog was like, yeah, this Karen, she racist, I mean, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, then she switched up on him too.
Yeah, the dog was like, oh my
god. He was like, oh no, black people are cool, hide me. Like,
he was like, oh no, black man, save me,
black man. That was really sad.
The dog was crying. She threw the dog at him like
it was. Wait, so was it her dog? Like, who's the dog?
Yo, she looked like she was on drugs. I don't think that was her dog. Like, that dog looked like he was just an animal that be out in the streets chilling. Or, y'all, it very much well could have been her dog. But when she threw the dog at him, he took the dog. And exactly. That is his dog now. So it worked out, y'all. It made a full circle. It worked out great for him.
That is so crazy.
But on a more heavier note of the situation, y'all, it is so frustrating that still in America that black people have to deal with this shit.
Yes.
She had, like I said, we don't really have a great background of what happened before that, but she tried to kick him. She either kicked him or tried to kick him.
She was trying to kick him.
But she was purposefully walking in front of him because she knew as a white woman that if he touched her, she gonna be like, oh, he hitting me. Even though, if somebody do that to me, you gonna get dropped.
Oh, she would've got all
You're gonna
hands.
Get dropped. And I wouldn't have even like beat her up. I would've like sideswept her, and if she tried it one more time, stump her in the face and walk away.
I wish a Karen would. That's
it's
all I'm
nothing
saying.
To drop you, bitch. Like, you not gonna just. Did you see her walking, like, really blocking him? And then she threw the dog, and I was sad.
I wish a Karen would. And it would not be on footage. Wouldn't be no footage or evidence.
You know the thing?
Just word of mouth.
I'm not. Yeah, you're just gonna have to hear my tale. But I'm not. I am way too high-headed to try to record something. I would be trying for the sake of just, I know I have to get this, but I would be so mad that I can only record like, hey y'all, real quick, I just beat this white lady up because she, I don't know, called me a nigger. And then
I don't even know what would. It's so crazy how people be catching stuff on tape. I don't even know what would prompt me to do that, even if I was like, I would have to be really scared.
Right.
And my instincts would tell me to like pull my phone out. But if somebody like trying to fight me or something and I feel like I can take them, I ain't gonna be thinking about my phone. But if it was a situation, I do see how sometimes people record cops because they really be scared. And we really have a right to do that. You know what I'm saying? We have a right to make sure, and we can be silent. We got a right to remain silent and record them. And it could be as simple as them pulling you over for anything. But
I'm gonna record all the cops who pull me over. I don't get pulled over, but
yeah. But if it was a, like that type of situation, what phone? What footage?
That's what I'm saying. but I understand now. You know,
but for black men,
being black in America, or sometimes I mean everybody
not
in
just,
general,
not just black men, but typically a black man putting his hands on a white woman and his foot like. He don't have the liberty to do that. Like
to be like no,
us.
She was
because we would probably go to jail too, but it wouldn't be so bad as if a black man did.
But you know the thing is though, like we were saying, I wouldn't even in unless y'all she was like what Tanya said, unless I was really scared, like I would have just beat her up or and I like I said, I wouldn't even
I
like
just face
been trying to put hands on her like that. I would have just dropped her and then left and then like got home be like, oh y'all, real quick, this bitch fucking threw a dog at me and I dropped her and now I'm here. I wouldn't even be trying to record and get evidence. I'm like, look, if that ever came back to me, it does, but yeah, drop that bitch and go home.
Right. But could you imagine if the dog wasn't a little puppy, that type of dog it was? What if she would have threw a dog or another animal that would have then attacked this man?
Yeah,
like we can laugh about it. She looked real coked out and stuff, but it's unfortunate that any human, but it happens to black people, that shit can happen to us. Why do that stuff gotta, why is that even something that happens and can happen to us?
And we just be like, yup,
a dog was thrown at me. That's crazy.
They got a nice little love story though.
Yes, I'm happy for the dog and I'm happy the guy's okay.
I'm really happy for the dog.
Yeah. I hope she gets charged. You know, white people don't play about animal cruelty. Yeah. I hope somebody
they don't. They now one thing. And I bet people could have been watching that video like, well, what did he do? And when they threw the dog, what? What is she doing?
You remember Community? What's his name? Britta.
Show me after. But yeah, I thought that was really, it was something that was like funny in theory, and I mean, it's something that you can laugh at because he seriously wasn't injured.
Right.
I've never seen y'all, I've never seen people use animals as a weapon like that. Go sick 'em, boy, but she said that was gonna take too long. She threw the dog at him, and I
the
was
the poor
like,
dog. Look,
I was so sad.
I'm not even a big animal lover, but I'm really sad for the dog too. Like, what the dog do?
Did you see how hard he was chilling with her? He was banging with her at first. He was like, "Yeah, bro, we be out here harassing black people," and then she threw him, and he was like, "Wait."
Yes, that dog saved his life flashed before his eyes.
And he was all small. It took him a long time to hit the ground.
Y'all see the video. She threw that dog. Yeah. She threw that dog. That's crazy. Lord, the world we live in.
That is sad. But like Latanya said, they going to get her. White people don't play about animal cruelty.
We going to hear about it later. They going to be like, it's going to be her little mugshot.
She was charged for what? Abuse to animal. Nothing about what she did to him.
Right.
Nothing about harassing
the man. But that dog.
Animal cruelty is what she was charged for.
Right.
That's funny. But you got the question. We gonna end on a question, y'all.
Okay, so this is a question that Offset posed to the Offset. And I thought it was pretty good question actually. He said, y'all be acting like apple juice ain't top tier. How y'all drink orange juice? So the question is, apple juice or orange juice? This is a versus.
I wanna ask a question with a question. Who's drinking apple juice that's not like 5 and under? You know what I mean? I've never been to the store and was like, oh my God, like that apple juice look like it's gonna hit. Orange juice always slap though.
I ain't gonna lie, because I keep apple juice on deck at the house because I have a kid. Sometimes when I be real thirsty, you ever just be real thirsty but you don't want water, you want something cold? Man, a good cup of cold apple juice in the middle of the night be good.
Okay, I just want to say that you see how she had to drink it in the middle of the night for it to be great. Orange juice slap no matter what time it is. Okay,
I like orange juice, but I'm gonna have to agree with Offset. I think apple juice is top tier.
Can I bring another juice to the table? I actually, yes, I don't care for. I don't like to drink a lot of things that aren't water. Like, I'm a really big water drinker. Right. I would rather drink water over anything any day of the week. I just had a pop. I had some pop earlier, and I swear to God, I caught indigestion as soon as I took a sip.
Right.
And I feel like I
always feel disgusting after
God.
I drink soda.
Pop is gross.
That's why I don't drink it, because I always feel crazy after I drink it.
But yes,
it's literally like drinking. You can pour soda on your battery to clean your battery.
Yes, girl.
So why you drink?
Coke can get blood stains out.
Yes,
That's a hood. That's a hood thing.
Right.
But anyway, I drink cranberry juice, y'all. If I'm gonna drink some juice, I want to feel it in the back. I want it to hit the dangly thing that's swinging the back of my throat.
I am dead.
That's what I want my juice to do to me. So
those are facts, though. Forget the apple and the orange juice. Cranberry juice.
And you know the thing is,
some good cranberry juice.
And y'all, I don't mean, listen, Ocean Spray really dominated the business when they did cran everything
what?
Else.
Cran grape.
Cran grape. What? That's my favorite one.
Right.
But, my favorite cranberry juice is the 100% cranberry juice, like no sugar added. Mm-hmm. Like your face turn all the way inside itself after you take a sip.
Oh, the tartness is
yes,
so good.
That is delicious.
Ooh, when I worked at the nursing home, that's what they offered the people. It was cranberry, apple, orange. I used to be smashing. All of us, all us CNAs, med techs, nurses, we stayed with a little red cup of cranberry juice.
Cranberry
we were drinking
juice.
It more than a patient.
Cranberry juice, y'all, to me is superior. But if I had to pick a side, I would go orange just because I think for me it might be the bitterness, because I like cranberry juice. So I'm more. I don't like, I'll drink any juice. Don't get me wrong. Like, if I'm at a party and they got juice or pop, like, I'm going to drink it. But sometimes like juice, it be too sweet and it just it do too much.
So you got orange. I'm gonna go with apple because if I was gonna choose one to drink, I don't drink juice like that. But in the middle of the night when you real thirsty and you don't want no water, that apple juice hit different. And also, I only like orange juice and my mimosas. That's about it.
Yeah. I don't like any, I only like alcohol in my mimosas. Like, fuck the juice. Just give me the bottle and then I'll give me the bottle of champagne by itself. You ever had champagne by itself?
It's not bad.
Yeah, champagne is actually a hit. I got older and I went to a few celebrations and I was like, what?
That champagne be on point.
Pour another one. Mm-hmm. And I, the night I got proposed to, which is a whole separate story, I had like 2 to 5 glasses of champagne, y'all. I was lit.
I bet
it
was.
It tastes good.
It gets you there.
And it go down quick. But Josh, apple juice or orange juice? If you had to pick one, you must choose.
Apple juice.
Oh, you're so gross. Okay, well, I've been outvoted off this island here. and I don't want to be here if it's only apple juice on here anyway. But, y'all, I'm trying to think. I feel like we covered all the bases.
I think we did. I think we talked about a lot of stuff that's been going on.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff covered. Y'all, if y'all have any topics or y'all see something that y'all think is funny, any questions y'all want to post to us, but Tanya said the other time, if y'all want to DM us, I might not answer. But
yeah, well, I will. If you are like watching and supporting, please DM like Latanya. I'm Latanya Yarber on Facebook at A Page in My Diary on Instagram. So you can slide in my DMs with questions or comments or whatever. Cause we need topic. We always are open for topics.
Yeah.
And Genesis, what are your social media handles?
I'm Genesis Nesbitt on just about everything. And if you slide in my DMs with anything else but topics, I won't answer. Leave me alone. But
now, look, though, it might be a how we started, where we are now. You never know. Have you been seeing those?
No.
The little trend of like how we started, yeah, and where we are now. Look, you never know.
No.
Don't block your blessings.
Girl, what? No.
Open your DMs.
Leave that man alone. leave that man alone. You know what? Yeah. If he's sliding your DMs, leave him alone. I'm just playing. If that's your husband, take him.
Right.
But yeah, so I'm Genesis Nesbitt on pretty much everything. Latanya says she's Latanya Yarber
on Facebook and
Page in My Diary.
A Page in My Diary on Instagram. And subscribe to us, y'all. Yes. We are streaming. We are on Spotify. Yes. We are on iTunes. We are on Google Podcasts. We on all of the podcast streaming platforms. We are on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel and we are trying to reach a certain number of subscribers so we can keep giving y'all more content. So please subscribe to our YouTube channel and leave a comment and like our video, and also subscribe to our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is doing really good.
Yes, y'all,
we are so excited about that. Thank y'all on Facebook for showing us love, and if y'all keep doing that, we will post more.
Yes. And yeah, Latanya pretty much hit all in a nutshell. I do want to say, I want to take 5 seconds to say, I really appreciate everybody who liked our page on Facebook and everybody who's actually been watching our videos.
I know.
But also, y'all, if y'all think our videos are good and informational, go ahead and just share them to your page. It don't take nothing to just share like something.
Yes.
And if all y'all share them, then we gonna do great, and then we can all feel like we did it together.
Exactly.
As a unit. But
the misunderstood group, you know what I'm saying?
We gonna work on a name.
Right.
Misunderstooders. This is bad.
Yeah, we gotta figure something out.
But anyway, y'all.
The misunderstood mob.
That I don't like that.
Okay. But thought I was on something.
The studs.
The misunderstood.
The studs. Okay.
We'll figure something out.
Well, y'all, thank y'all so much for watching another Misunderstood podcast. It's been nice talking to you today. I'm Genesis.
I'm Tanya.
And y'all have a great rest of your day. Bye.
Bye.
Let's go, studio audience. You gotta clap.